Secretary of Defense William Perry said today that no conclusions have been reached about who is responsible for a terrorist bombing in Saudi Arabia last June. The blast in the eastern town of Dahran left 19 American servicemen dead. The Washington Post is reporting that the Saudi government has been secretly holding 40 suspects in the case. Among those being held, according to the paper, is the driver of the bomb-packed truck, which was parked just outside the military facility. The suspects are reportedly all Saudi citizens, but the Post says that the Saudi government is convinced that the suspects were backed by the government of Iran. NPR's Martha Raddatz reports.
The Saudi government is very good at keeping secrets. Since the Khobar Towers bombing over 4 months ago, Saudi officials have said nothing about the investigation, but now some of those secrets are apparently out. Quoting sources familiar with the Saudi portion of the investigation, the Post says the 40 suspects imprisoned are part of a broad conspiracy backed by Iran, with possible advance knowledge or involvement by Syria. U.S. officials had little comment, but State Department spokesman Nicholas Burns did deny the Post's assertion that the Saudi investigation is over.
That investigation continues. It has not been completed. Until it's finished, we're not going to have much to say about it. We're not in a position to confirm a lot of what was in the article. I'm not taking issue. I don't choose at this briefing to debate what was in the article, just to say that since the investigation is not over, it's better for us not to comment.
All of those arrested are reportedly members of a group known as Saudi Hezbollah, which the Saudis reportedly believe is a wing of the Lebanese-based Hezbollah, a radical group funded and trained by Iran. The Post says the suspects were taken into custody about 3 months ago and have been secretly held ever since. That is precisely the time Secretary of Defense William Perry met with Saudi officials in Saudi Arabia and could explain remarks Perry made to NPR when he returned. In an August 3rd interview, the Secretary said that an international link was evident in the bombing.
There is direct evidence that some of these groups are internationally supported. They have support in the training, in the funding, in providing materials to them, maybe even in planning and directing their operations. So we are very concerned about the international support for these operations.
Is there direct evidence linking them to the Saudi bombing?
I'm going to defer answering that question because the Saudis, I think, are close to completing their investigation on that case and will be announcing that soon. When they announce that, I anticipate that it will be an international connection, yes.
Iran, possibly?
Possibly.
In that August interview, Perry elaborated in a general way about Iran's possible involvement.
We know Iran is very active in international terrorism, some of it directed against the United States. It's no secret they have announced that themselves. So it's not just a matter of our intelligence information, it's also their own direct statements. So yes, they are certainly the leading candidate for international terrorism directed against the United States.
Following that interview, administration officials attempted to downplay the secretary's remarks, and in comments today, Perry said that the U.S. has not determined who was responsible for the fatal blast. But the administration has never backed away from its resolve to punish the terrorist bombers or any foreign government that helped them pull off the attack. State Department spokesman Nick Burns.
When those who are responsible for this are found, and when we have the evidence that's necessary to believe that certain people or an individual or certain groups of people carried this out, they will be held responsible for this terrorist act against the United States and Saudi Arabia. I don't believe that day has come. The Saudis and the U.S. have not completed their investigation. Once the investigation is completed, the Saudi and U.S. governments will speak about the results of that investigation, but we're not at that point yet.
But there has been speculation that this threat of punishment is one reason the Saudis have been so secretive about the investigation, a secrecy that makes U.S. officials very unhappy, for good reason. Last November, a terrorist car bombing at a military facility in Riyadh killed 5 Americans and 2 Indians. The Saudi government arrested and obtained confessions from 4 Saudis, but beheaded them before U.S. authorities could speak to the men. Today's Post story said some of the 40 suspects in the Dahran bombing have confessed as well. The paper cited one source who said that execution of these suspects may be only weeks away. But promises have been made since the day of the Dahran bombing to U.S. officials that this time the FBI would have access to suspects before they were put to death.
We have a commitment from the highest levels of the kingdom that there will be good cooperation between the Saudis and the Americans. We've had experience with this before, as you know. After the Riyadh bombing, we had a similar joint investigation. And those are the commitments that have been made. I don't care midstream in an investigation to give you an assessment of cooperation. We'll give that when it's done.
That is not exactly a strong endorsement of Saudi cooperation, but if these suspects were beheaded before the FBI had access, it would no doubt cause outrage in the administration. I'm Martha Raddatz in Washington.